Shout it loud, hallelujah. I'd like you to raise up your two hands and sing this song loud and clear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands, we honor come, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Oh, let me hear the sisters sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. So, let's hear the brothers singing it loud and clear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands, we honor God. Sing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Oh, everybody together, and let's sing it loud and clear. Blessed. Hallelujah. Worthy to be praised, and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands with one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name.
And what do you so care about Yara?
And call your name loud and clear. I, Daniel Olukoya, shall not miss my divine allocation. There is somebody who needs to shout this loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. I shall not miss my divine allocation. Thank you, Jesus. Name we pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful morning.
Baba dupe loyin fun owuro iyanu yi.
The first Sunday in this wonderful year.
Sunday akoko ninu odun iyanu yi.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon our lives.
Adupe fun ore ofe yin laye wa.
Thank you, Lord, for your hand upon our souls.
Adupe fun owo yin to wa lori oko wa.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, open our understanding. Beginning from this very first Sunday, begin to feel our cups overflowing. Lay your hands upon your people. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Before you sit down here, I'd like you to shake several hands and say, Happy New Year in Jesus' name. Shout it loud,
Hallelujah.
Let's have a seat. God bless you. Let's open our Bible to the book of John. John chapter 1. I'm going to read from verse 43. John chapter 1. From verse 43. It's from this passage we are going to have our topic for this morning. Let me caution that this is a prayer meeting.
We
are here to pray.
Adura la wagba.
And this is a year where much prayer is needed.
Odun isi je odun ta ti nilo opo adura.
There are 10 breakthrough prayers to pray.
Adura la jame wawa ta ogba.
That will come very soon.
A o dupe gba yen.
John chapter 1.
Johanu ori kini.
Verse 43.
Ese keta le ni ogoji.
The day following, Jesus will go forth into Galilee. And find that Philip.
O si ri Philip.
And said to Philip, follow me.
O si wi fun pe ma to mi leyin.
Now Philip was of Bethsaida.
Ara Bethsaida ni Philip
ise. The city of Andrew and Peter.
Ilu Andrew ati Peteru.
Philip now findeth Nathanael.
Philip ri Nathanael.
And said unto him,
O si wi fun pe
we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
Abati ri eni ti Mose ninu ofin ati awon woli ti kowe re. Jesus ti Nazareth, omo Joseph.
And Nathanael said unto him,
Nathanael si wi fun pe,
can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Ohun rere kan a le ti Nazareth jade.
Philip said unto him,
Philip wi fun pe,
come and see.
Wa wo.
Can everybody read verse 46 loud and clear? Let's go. So the title of our short message and prayer today is my testimony of come and see. Can I hear the sister say that one? You are not saying it as loud as I want you to say it. Can I hear the brothers shouting the same thing? Verse 46 again. And Nathanael said unto him,
Nathanael is we for pe,
can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Aleti Nazareth jade.
Philip said unto him,
Philip we for pe,
come and see.
Wow.
There is a testimony called come and see testimony.
Ijeri kan wa to je ijeri e wa wo.
That shall be your lot in the name of
Jesus.
This same question, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Ibere pe orere kan le ti Nazareth jade.
The enemy is throwing that question to many this day.
Ota nbere re lowo opopolopo loni.
It is an evil cry.
Igbe buburu ni.
An evil cry against your destiny. Can any good thing come out of this man? Can any good thing come out of this woman? Can any good thing come out of this family? If the enemy is asking you that question today, you shall receive a testimony of come and see. You shall receive it. You shall receive it. In the name of Jesus. So can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Question
is, why Nazareth?
O ti wa je pe Nazareth na bere iru oro be npa
re. A small Bible study will answer the question.
Eko bibeli kekere kan yo je ko ye wa.
In Genesis chapter 49.
Genesis ori kokan dini adota.
Genesis chapter 49.
Genesis ori kokan dini adota.
Why did Nathanael say, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
E ti se ti Nathanael fi wu pe ohun rere kan a le ti Nazareth
jade. Genesis 49.
Genesis ori kokan dini adota.
Now Genesis 49 is an important book in scripture.
Nínú ìwé mímọ́ Genesis orí kọkàn dín ní àádọ́ta yóò jẹ́ ìwé tó ṣe pàtàkì.
It was there Jacob was blessing or cursing his children as the case may be.
Ibẹ̀ ni Jacob ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí súre àbí kó gbégun fáwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ èyí tó bá tọ́ sóní kálukú ó sì ń fi lé lọ́wọ́.
Was giving to everyone as they qualify for.
Èyí tó tọ́ sóní kálukú wọn ló bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí múlé wọn lọ́wọ́.
But for some strange reasons.
Ṣùgbọ́n fún ìdí àjèjì.
Look at what he said in Genesis 49:13.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ wo ohun tó wí ní Genesis orí kọkàndínláàádọ́ta ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàlá.
Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea.
Zebulun ni yóò máa gbé èbúté òkun.
It shall be for a haven of ships.
Òun ni yóò sì máa wà fún èbúté ọkọ̀.
And his border shall be unto Sidon.
Ìpínlẹ̀ rẹ̀ yóò sì dé Sidoni.
Jacob had 12 sons.
Jacob bí ọmọkùnrin méjìlá.
Reuben.
Rubeni.
Levi.
Levi.
Simeon.
Simeoni.
Judah.
Judah.
Joseph.
Joseph.
Issachar.
Issachar.
Dan.
Dani.
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Asher.
Asher.
Gad.
Gadi.
Naphtali.
Naphtali.
And Zebulun.
Ati Zebuloni.
Zebulun was one of the sons of Jacob.
Zebuloni ó jẹ́ ọ̀kan nínú àwọn ọmọ Jacob.
Zebulun was the sixth last child of Leah.
Zebuloni ni ọmọ ìkẹfà òun àbí kẹ́yìn Leah.
Whom Jacob was forced to marry after 7 years of slavery in the house of Laban.
Tí wọ́n fi ipá mú Jacob fẹ́ lẹ́yìn tó sinrú fún ọdún méje nílé Lábánì.
So when Jacob was blessing his children and giving them inheritance.
Nígbà tí Jacob bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí bùkún àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ tó sì ń pín ogún ìní fún wọn.
The least among the least of the inheritances was given to Zebulun.
Èyí tó kéré jùlọ nínú àwọn ìpín ló fún Zebuloni.
He told Zebulun that his descendants are to stay by the sea.
O wí fún
Zebulun. The very edge of the promised land. They are not going inside. They just stay at the edge of the promised land by the sea.
Àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ wọ́n máa gbé ní etí odò létí òkun. Wọn ò ní wọnú ilẹ̀ lórí etí òkun bẹ́ẹ̀ ni wọ́n wà.
Zebulun was given an area of land that was near the Sea of Galilee.
A fún Zebulun ní ilẹ̀ tó súnmọ́ etí òkun Galilee.
He had the poorest inheritance of all the children.
Nínú gbogbo àwọn ọmọ òun lógún rẹ̀ kéré jù.
It was a low inheritance.
Ó jẹ́ ogún tó wẹ́rẹ́.
While his brothers received inheritance that included mountains, fertile lands, good area, this man was kept by the sea.
Nígbà tí àwọn arákùnrin rẹ̀ ń jogún àwọn ilẹ̀ tó ní àpáta, ilẹ̀ ọlọ́ràá àti àwọn ibi tó dára, ọkùnrin yà fi pamọ́ sí etí odò, etí òkun nìkan.
While most of the 11 children received land where they can pasture their sheep, all Zebulun got was an address.
Nígbà tí àwọn ọmọ mọ́kànlá ìyókù tí wọ́n gba ilẹ̀ tí wọ́n ti lè máa tọ́jú ohun ọ̀sìn, ohun tí Zebulun ní òun ni àdírẹ́sì.
His land was next to the sea.
Etí ilẹ̀ rẹ̀ ó sì mú etí òkun.
His land cannot grow anything that will bring much profit.
Ilẹ̀ rẹ̀ kò lè hu nkankan tó lè mérè wá.
And therefore his brothers were more prosperous.
Nítorí bẹ́ẹ̀ àwọn arákùnrin rẹ̀ wọ́n ṣe rere jùlọ.
And it will appear as if the family of Zebulun were losers.
Ó sì wá jọ pé ìdílé Zebulun ni àwọn tó ń pàdánù ni wọ́n.
Because the land that he inherited was one of the most despised of the people of God.
Nítorí ilẹ̀ tó ń jogún ó jẹ́ ọ̀kan nínú ilẹ̀ tí àwọn ènìyàn Ọlọ́run tí wọ́n pẹ́gun rẹ̀ jù.
It was far in the north, very very long way from Jerusalem, the capital.
Ó jìnà réré ní àríwá ló wà, ó jìnà sí Jerusalem tí í ṣe olú ìlú.
It was remote from the center of government.
Ó jìnà réré sí ibi tí wọ́n ti ń ṣàkóso ìjọba.
To worsen the place you call Galilee.
Láti tún wá ba ọ̀rọ̀ jẹ́ ibẹ̀ ni wọ́n ń pè ní Galilee.
Those who came from Galilee were normally regarded as unlearned, uncultured.
Àwọn tí wọ́n máa tó wá láti Galilee wọ́n kà wọ́n sí aláìmọ̀wé àwọn tí ò ti ẹ̀yà fíjú rárá.
Vagabonds with little chance of success.
Àwọn alárìnkiri tí àǹfààní pé wọ́n lè ṣe àṣeyọrí ò sí fún.
There in Galilee they lack behind in culture, they lack behind in attitude, they spoke crude language and they have a lot of foreigners and Gentiles in Galilee.
Ní Galilee, wọn ò yà fíjú, láwọn tó kàwé
So people disregarded that area. Nazareth was a town of Galilee. Nazareth was has only one street with 11 houses. Nazareth has the worst reputation of any town in Galilee. The population was around 500 or so, a bit above 500. The largest population could be maybe around 1,500. So the name Nazareth was not respectable, was not admirable, was not honorable. People call it with disgust, Nazareth.
Nazareth.
Hidden away. Not shown. In the open. Surely. If the Messiah was going to come, why is that where the Messiah will come?
Then
nothing good comes from that area. Nathanael himself was a Galilean. Is the person the Bible calls Bartholomew. Nathanael and Bartholomew is the same person.
Nathanael and Bartholomew were in corner like you saw.
So I'm a Galilean. Nothing good has ever come from this place. So how come you are saying Jesus of Nazareth the Messiah is from here? That's why the man said, can any good thing come out of here? There are plenty of people here this morning. Some feel abused and misused. Some feel discarded and trampled upon. Some feel like doormats. I know there are plenty of people here this morning who would have wished they were born somewhere else. Some
would
have wished that their parents were different. Some would have wished they were born in another class or another race. Some have asked themselves serious hot questions. Why was I not born in a rich family? Why was I born in this family where they soak garri in the morning, soak garri in the afternoon, and then they ask everybody to drink water and sleep? Some have asked themselves an odd question. Why am I like this? Why don't I have the physical appearance of others? Why am I too fat? Why am I too lean? Why can't I have the breakthroughs others are having? Some have asked, why is my life like this? Unfortunately, the way and manner many people are born has already positioned them for failure before they even become adults. I have a word to you from the Lord today.
That
can any good thing come out of Nazareth? The Bible says, come and see. I decree that your come and see testimony shall appear. It shall appear. It shall appear. It shall appear. In the name of Jesus. So Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee. God brought something good out of Nazareth. So the family of Zebulun that thought they were losers, they were not losers after all. So when Jacob was giving the person small inheritance, he knew that an inheritance that no inheritance can cover is still coming out from that place.
Jacob bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí pé oríṣiríṣi tó sì pinnu kékeré fún Sébúlóní. Ó mọ̀ pé ìní tí ní ìmíràn le jùlọ yóò sì ti bẹ̀ jáde.
Watch a very big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá mà ni o.
That is, great things can come from strange places.
Èyí ni pé ohun ńlá ó lè ti ibi àjèjì jáde.
What a big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá ni o.
God can do more than expected.
Ọlọ́run lè ṣe ju bá a ti lérò.
What a big lesson. God comes to us in ways and places we do not expect.
Ọlọ́run a máa tọ̀ wá wá ní ọ̀nà àti ibi tí a ò ti lérò.
What a big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá ni.
God sometimes shows up in unexpected places.
Ọlọ́run nígbà mìíràn a máa fara hàn níbi tí a ò lérò.
What a big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá ni.
That you are actually better than what you think.
Pé lóòótọ́ ó dára jù bó ti lérò lọ.
What a big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá ni.
What a big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá ni.
When what you have.
Nígbà tí ohun tó ní.
Has been blessed by God.
Tọ́lọ́run bá ti bùkún rẹ̀.
It does not matter who you are.
Kò ṣe pàtàkì ẹni tó jẹ́.
It does not matter where you are from.
Kò ṣe pàtàkì bí tó ti wá.
It does not matter the color of your skin. It does not matter your habitation.
Kò ṣe pàtàkì ibi tó gbé tàbí àwọ̀ ara rẹ̀.
When what you have.
Nígbà tí ohun tó ní.
Has been blessed by God.
Tọ́lọ́run bá ti bùkún rẹ̀.
Reminds me of that woman.
Ó jẹ́ kí n rántí arábìnrin yẹn.
The former church I was many years back.
Ní ìjọ tí mo wà lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún sẹ́yìn.
She was vice principal. Of his school.
Igbákejì ọ̀gá pátápátá nílé ẹ̀kọ́ girama ni.
But this vice principal, before the month runs out, she will have become a pauper. She will be broke.
Igbákejì ọ̀gá ilé-ìwé girama yìí, kóṣù tó parí yóò ti jẹ gbèsè lọ.
Her poverty was so terrible that before the end of the month, she will be borrowing money from the teachers.
Ìṣe rẹ̀ pọ̀ débi pé kóṣù tó parí yóò ti máa yáwó lọ́wọ́ àwọn tíṣà tó wà lábẹ́ rẹ̀.
One day she came to a program.
Lọ́jọ́ kan ó bá wá sípàdé àdúrà.
I think the title of that message is I'm getting out.
Akori iwasu lojo na ni mo njade.
She had a message.
Ogbo iwasu.
Now say, so what, my life can't go on like this.
Aye mi o le ma tesiwaju bayi.
I must take an action.
Mo gbodo gbegbe se.
She went home that day and refused to sleep.
O si lo le lojo na o ko.
And she began to pray.
O wa bere si gbadura.
Father, I need a change.
Baba mo n fe
ayipada. I need a change by fire.
O nilo ayipada nipa ina.
And the Holy Spirit spoke to her.
Emi mo si ba soro.
Say, daughter.
Ọmọ mi o.
You need a change.
O fẹ́ àyípadà.
Say yes, Lord.
O ní bẹ́ẹ̀ ni Olúwa.
What is this at the back of your house?
Kí lohun tó wà lẹ́ńkùlé ilé rẹ yìí?
This is just marshy ground.
O ní ilẹ̀ ìrànì.
So you want a change?
O fẹ́ àyípadà.
Begin to plant vegetables.
Bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbé ẹ̀fọ́.
Vegetable.
Ẹ̀fọ́ ẹ̀wẹ̀.
I have BA.
Mo kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ gboyè àkọ́kọ́.
Biology.
Inu biology.
Postgraduate degree in education.
Mo kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ gboyè
kejì. I have masters.
Inú ẹ̀kọ́. Mo kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ gboyè kẹta. Kí n máa wá gbin ẹ̀fọ́.
No.
Ah.
I bind that voice.
O gbé ohun yẹn dé.
The Holy Spirit said, you can't bind me.
Èmi mọ̀ sí pé o lè dé èmi o.
And she started.
Ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀.
She converted this marshy ground at the back of the house of vegetable garden.
Ó sọ ìrà tó wà lẹ́ńkùlé. Ó sọ di ibi tó ń gbin ẹ̀fọ́ sí.
Beloved.
Ara.
It was as if the whole town was waiting for a vegetable.
Bí ẹni pé gbogbo aráàlú ló ń dúró de ẹ̀fọ́ tirẹ̀ ni.
Anytime she brought the vegetable to market, she must finish selling before they go to other vegetable sellers.
Gbogbo ògbà tó bá gbé ẹ̀fọ́ tirẹ̀ dọ́jà bí ò bá tí ìtà tán ẹni tó ń tẹ̀ ẹ̀fọ́ mìíràn ò ní rí ìtà.
Within a year, this woman who used to borrow money from teachers put up a big building.
Láàárín ọdún kan, obìnrin tó máa ń yáwó yìí, ó kọ ilé.
Selling vegetables.
Ẹ̀fọ́ ló sì tà tó fi kọ́lé.
When what you have.
Nígbà tí ohun tó o ní.
Has been blessed by the Almighty God.
Ọlọ́run ọ̀gá ògo bá ti bùkún rẹ̀.
Who you are.
Ẹni tó jẹ́.
Where you are from.
Ibi tó ti wá.
Your family background.
Ìdílé rẹ̀.
Does not matter anymore.
Kò ṣe pàtàkì mọ́.
All Moses had in his hand was a rod.
Ọ̀pá nìkan ni Mose mú dání lọ́wọ́.
But blessed by God.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run bùkún rẹ̀.
With that rod he turned water to blood.
Pẹ̀lú ọ̀pá náà ó sọ omi di ẹ̀jẹ̀.
With that rod he opened the Red Sea.
Pẹ̀lú ọ̀pá náà ó pín òkú pupa níyà.
With that rod he wrested the government of Egypt from the hand of Pharaoh.
Pẹ̀lú ọ̀pá náà ó gba ìjọba Egypt kúrò lọ́wọ́ Pharaoh.
That widow.
Opo ni.
Had just empty barrels.
kolobo lasan loni.
Blessed by God.
Ti Olorun bukun.
The barrel never ran dry.
Kolobo ororo re ko si gbe.
David.
Davidi.
Just stones.
Okuta ni.
But because the stones were blessed.
Ṣugbọn itori pe okuta won ti
ka. By the time he threw the first one.
Ngba to mi so ekini.
Things began to happen. Can you stretch out your two hands and say, my hands receive the anointing for uncommon blessing right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and prophesy unto your hands. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Jesus did not come from Jericho.
Jesu wa lati Jericho.
That place known for its beautiful plantation, walled city and high buildings.
Ibe yen ti a mo fun awon ile to ga, ilu to ni awon irugbin to dara ati awon ogiri re.
Jesus did not come from Bethlehem, although he was born there.
Jesus wa lati Bethlehem bo tile je pe ibe ni won bi si.
That place filled with many beautiful inns and beautiful spots.
Ibe yen kun fun awon agbegbe to lewa ati awon ile ero to dara.
Jesus did not come from Bethany.
Jesus wa lati Bethany.
That place with beautiful gardens.
Ibi to ni awon ogba to lewa.
Jesus did not come from Jerusalem.
Jesus o ti Jerusalem wa.
Where there is a temple.
Ibi ti temple wa.
That's why Philip said, come and see.
Wow.
And now prophesy unto your life. That whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, no matter what has been happening to you in the past, that your testimony of come and see will manifest. It will manifest. It will manifest. It will manifest. It will manifest. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roll like thunder. Amen.
Amen.
When we say come and see testimony,
what
do we mean? We mean testimonies that give birth to other testimonies. We mean testimonies that make men to open their mouth wide. They open their mouth wide in wonder. In a city called Reading, a few miles from London, a sister from Mountain of Fire gave one brother this crossover paper, pamphlets, not pamphlets.
Arabini koni ori oke na ati se yanu o fun ogbeni kan ni iwe ipade adura ase wonu odun titun.
That was 2 years ago.
Ni odun meji seyin.
That pamphlet.
Iwe ti a man lo fi gba adura
Olorun. The man took it, opened it.
Okunrin yi mu iwe awon si si.
And that area where there is prosperity prayers.
Ibi ti adura lori iserere wa yen.
She prayed it.
O si gba.
He prayed, he started praying.
O bere si gba adura yen lojojumo.
Prayed for 7 days non-stop. By the time he started praying, he had only one taxi cab that he drove by himself. He was even in serious debt.
Koda lasiko yen o je gbese to po.
By January.
Ngba to fi ma di January.
The man who had only one car.
Okunrin to je pe oko ayokele
kan lo. Like he was driving as a cab.
To nwa gege bi taxi.
By himself.
Funra re lo nda wa o.
Acquired 20.
O ti ra taxi 20 si.
20.
Ogun.
Those who saw him in December,
awon to ri ni osu kejila,
when they saw him in January,
ngba ti won ri losu kini,
they opened their mouth wide in wonder.
Won la enu nitori iyalenu nla lo je.
And by the time the sister said, I remember I gave you my booklet, can I have it back?
Ngba ti arabirin mi ma pe mo ti eranti pe mo bu won ni iwe mi ba mi pe iwe mi o.
Say no ma.
Oni rara o.
I am not going to give you back this booklet.
O le fun won ni iwe ipada.
Testimonies that make men to open their mouth in wonder.
Ti yo mu ki awon eniyan lanu kon ma le
pade. That's what come and see testimonies.
O so nje ijeri wa wo niyan.
What do you mean by come and see testimonies?
Ki lo nje ijeri wa wo.
It's a testimony that advertises God in your life.
Ijeri to n polowo Olorun ninu aye re.
a testimony that will make men to celebrate you.
Ijeri ti yo mu ki awon eniyan ki won se ajoyo nitori re.
A testimony that will show your God.
Ijeri ti yo fi Olorun re han.
As the El Shaddai.
Gege bi Olorun El Shaddai.
What does El Shaddai mean?
Kini El Shaddai tumo si?
El Shaddai means the God who is more than sufficient.
El Shaddai tumo si Olorun to 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 si seku.
Come and see testimony.
Ijeri wa wo.
It's a testimony that will prove to the world that you serve a living God.
Ijeri ti o fi won araye pe Olorun alaye lo nsin.
It's a testimony that will pick you out of the crowd and announce you.
Oni ijeri ti yo yo jade laarin ogboro ero lati polongo re.
It's a testimony that will show that your God can save by few or by many.
O je ijeri ti o fi won pe Olorun re o le pinu lati lo die lati gbanila be lo le lo pupo lati fi gbanila.
A testimony that makes people to ask, excuse me, where is your God? We want to serve him.
Ijeri ti o je ka won eniyan bere pe Olorun re da awa na fe bere si sin.
A testimony that cannot be explained. It's just no explanation.
Ti o se si alaye nitori o gaju.
A testimony that makes people to stand aside and just watch you.
Ijeri ti yo mu ki awon eniyan ya segbe kan ki o si ma fi o se ranwo.
A testimony that makes people to shout endless hallelujah.
Ijeri ti yo mu ka awon eniyan ma ki hallelujah lai le dake.
A testimony that shows your God as a God who has no respect for impossibility.
Ijeri ti yo fi Olorun re hun gege bi Olorun ti o mu aseti.
A testimony that shows your God as a man of war.
Ijeri ti o fi Olorun re hun gege bi ologun.
A testimony that will tell the whole world that you serve a God that answered by fire.
Ijeri ti o fi han gbogbo araye pe Olorun to nfi ina dahun.
Say my constant testimony.
Ijeri awa wo
mi. Your voice will roar like thunder.
Yeko wo so bi ara.
Manifest by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Something is happening here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu. Lagbadura.
What is a common sin testimony?
Kini ijeri e wa wo?
A testimony that makes people to publish your story.
Ijeri ti o mu ki awon eniyan fi itan re kowe.
A testimony that makes you a divine phenomenon.
Ijeri ti o so di eni ara.
A testimony that even makes your enemies to want to become your friend by force.
Ijeri ti o mu ka won to ti e je ota re gan.
So perhaps that evil question is being forwarded to you today. Can any good thing come out of you? Can any good thing come out of
Nazareth?
The owners of this cry, their enemies that know so much about you. Many people have asked evil questions in scripture. Pharaoh asks, who is the Lord? I know not the Lord. Neither would I let you go. He knew the Lord when he sank in the Red Sea. Nebuchadnezzar asked the same question. And who is that God?
Who
will deliver you out of my
hand?
And God did.
Olorun ti gba won.
Sennacherib asked the same question.
Sennacherib bere bere kan na.
Do you think your God is more powerful than the God of those other nations?
Se lero pa Olorun re lagbara ju awon Olorun awon orilede yoku lo.
Any enemy can ask evil questions.
Nitori na ota yohu lo le bere bere buruku.
Perhaps you are here this morning and they are posing that question at you. Can any good thing come out of you?
Oye wa bi lo ro iwon si bere bere buruku ilo wa re pe ohun rere kan le tinu re jade bi.
The reasons the enemies are asking that question. Is the cause number one? They believe they are stronger. Two. They have access to your secrets. Three. They know everything about you. Know everything about you. Four. They know your history.
One more itore.
They know where you are coming from.
One more bit of timbo.
So they say, you.
Only ele. Everybody.
Five.
Ekaro.
They have already conspired against you.
Ekaro, what did you do? Kishilo disio.
Six.
Itefa.
They have spent sleepless nights to ensure that you don't move.
What is shy soon? Lati ripe o tesiwaju.
Many of us hate fasting, but there are some enemies fasting so that some people will not move forward.
Opolopo alokorira awe gbigba, sugba won ota kan wa ti won gba we kelo miran nu wa ma ba le tesiwaju.
If some people could fast 40 days and 40 nights to eliminate one, then you should fast too.
Bi awon kan ba le gba we ogoji osan ogoji oru lati le gbe mi Paul o to ki won o le gbadura gba
we. Why do enemy ask questions?
Kini se ti ata ma nbere won yi?
Seven, in most cases they have already gained entrance.
Ikeje lopolopo gba won ti raye wole ni.
Fentan already.
Won ti wole na.
And unfortunately many of us are fighting the enemy outside when the enemy is already inside.
O si se ni lanu pe opolopo wa a nba ota ja lode sugbon ota ti wonu na.
Eight. They are asking this question because they know how seriously deep they have caged the person.
One bere ni tori pe won mo pe awon ti ha oni to un mo lona to jinle.
They have caged the person. The person is in a deep pit.
Oni to awon ti wa ninu ofin toji.
Nah.
Kesan.
They know that by family pattern.
Won mo pe nipa ilana ebi.
They know no one makes it.
That's
why the enemy is asking this question.
It didn't talk about bere awon bere won.
Any good thing come out of this one?
O rere kan ale tinu ele jade.
Any good thing come out of this one?
O rere kan ale tinu ele jade.
Any good thing come out of this one?
O rere kan ale tinu ele jade.
And then
ikewa
they ask this question.
Wa ma bere bere yi
because they believe that you will not rise up to possess your possession.
Nitori won gbagbo pe o ni dide lati ni ohun ini re.
How do we address this kind of enemies?
Bawo la o se wa doju ko iru ota yi.
You command them to shut up.
O pase ki won o dake je.
The enemy may be inside of you speaking to your spirit man.
Ota ohun le wa ninu re ko ma ba emi re soro.
You command them to shut up.
O pase fun ki won o panu mo.
That's what to do.
Oh, to she ni eh?
Say be silenced in the name of Jesus.
Ejakeje loruko Jesus.
Shut up.
Egbe nu lowo.
Two.
Ikeji.
You have to deal with their altars.
Oni lati gbogun ti awon pepe won.
A lot of altars are battling against us.
Opolopo awon pepe lo nba wa jijakadi.
Battling altars against us.
Awo pepe to nba ni ja.
There are plenty of men on the street who have swallowed their altars.
Opolopo awon eniyan lo nbe lawon popo na ti won ti gbe pepe ti won mi.
The altar is inside.
Pepe won inu won lo wa.
So when they are talking,
ba ti won ba nfo hun.
What they are saying is from that altar.
Ohun ti won so latori pepe won
ni. They have swallowed.
Ti won ti gbe mi.
Three. You have to command them to swallow their words.
Only lati pase pe ki won ko oro won je.
One, command them to shut up.
Ekini pase ki won penu lowo.
Deal with their altars.
Ekeji gbogun ti pepe won.
Three, command them to swallow their words.
Iketa pase ki won ko oro won je.
And four, command disgrace upon them.
Ikeri pase ki itiju de ba won.
That's how to silence them.
Bi ati se nparu won lenu won niyan.
Who are pitched against your come and see testimony.
Àwọn tó pàgọ́ lòdì sí ìjẹ́rì ẹwà wo ti rẹ.
Those who have concluded that you are not going anywhere.
Àwọn tó ti sàsọ parí ọ̀rọ̀ pé o níbì kan rè.
That's how to deal with them.
Bí a ṣe ń gbógun tì wọ́n nìyẹn.
This morning these are the kind of prayers we're going to start praying now.
Lóòrọ̀ irú àwọn àdúrà tá ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbà nìyẹn.
And as many people as are here.
Iye ẹni tó sì wà ní.
And you want to start this year on a high note of success.
So bẹ̀rẹ̀ ọdún yìí ní ipele àṣeyọrí tó pọ̀.
On a high note of breakthrough.
Ní ipele àlàjá tó ga.
Pray the way you've never prayed before.
Gbàdúrà ní bó ṣe ti gbàdúrà tẹ́lẹ̀.
The fact that God brought you to this service this morning.
Pọ́lọ́run mú ọwọ́ sí ìsìn lóòrọ̀ yìí.
Shows that you are a candidate for great things.
Ó fi hàn pé o jẹ́ ẹni tó yẹ fún nǹkan ńlá.
Rise up on your feet now.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde dúró báyìí.
Rise up on your feet now.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde dúró báyìí.
Rise up on your feet.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde dúró báyìí.
The first thing to do.
Ohun àkọ́kọ́ tá ó ṣe.
Right there where you are bowing down your head.
Níbi tó ti tẹrí báyìí.
At ask the Lord to forgive you of any sin that will hinder your common sin testimony. I leave you to do that quietly before the Lord now. Amen.
Amen.
With a loud voice, sing the song loud and clear before we go into prayers now. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to start. Can I hear the sister shouting it loud and clear? Is that the loudest the sisters can shout? I have a brother, shout it loud and clear. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Command the fire into your body, the fire of deliverance. Enter into my body. When the fire gets inside, the strangers will be afraid. And they shall run out of the hiding places. Masakata kaya boshende rababa. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my come and see testimony.
Hear
the word of the Lord. Manifest in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oshun Jesus.
Oh yes.
Then.
Aha. Let them begin to show up.
Who better see Pharaoh?
Let them begin to show up.
Who better see Pharaoh?
Oh yes, they become unstoppable.
You won't match your
Oh yes.
Then.
Thank you, Father.
Oshun Baba.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You shall laugh. You shall laugh. You shall laugh. You shall laugh. Oh yes. Thank you, Father. Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Walk down my steps, walk down my steps. In Jesus' name we pray. You will open your mouth and decree like this. With your hands touching your legs. And you shout this prayer out loud. My legs! Hear the word of the Lord! To the place of my destiny this year. My legs! My legs! My legs! Hear the word of the Lord! Carry me to my place of destiny this year! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth and decree! Thank you, Jesus! Yes! Relax! We are the word of the Lord! Oh yes, it is a command! It is a decree! Oh yes! You will carry me to my place of destiny this year!
Uh-huh.
Oh yes! Let your legs begin to carry you to your place of increase, to your place of promotion, to your place of the testimony of come and see. Aha.
Benny.
Aha.
Benny.
Oh yes.
Benny.
Thank you, Father.
Ishio, Baba.
Ishio. In Jesus' name we pray.
For Jesus. Lagbadura.
You are going to say this.
Oh, Gbadura, bye.
Confess it out loud. Let heavens hear. You mention your name. And then you go forth and say this.
Oh, we pray.
God will bless me. And bless those who will bless me this year. And curse those who will curse me this year. Let's take it together. You shout it out loud. I shall declare. God will bless me this year. And bless those who will bless me this year. And curse those who will curse me this year. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and shout out loud. Yes. I will shout out loud. Yes. God will bless me this year. God will bless those who will bless me this year. And curse those who will curse me. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. I decree it. Oh yes. It is established. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We pray. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. This year, the story.
storm of life.
Ìjì ayé
will not sweep me away.
Kò ní gbé mi lọ.
If you are outside this auditorium, I want you to shout that out loud.
Ẹ̀yin àgbọ̀ kí wọ́n kígbe rẹ̀ lóòrùn.
This year,
lọ́dún yìí,
the storm of life.
Ìjì ayé
will not sweep me away.
Kò ní gbé mi lọ.
Are we inside the auditorium?
Àwọn àtàwọn àánú gbọ̀ngàn.
This year,
lọ́dún yìí,
the storm of life.
Ìjì ayé
will not sweep me away.
Kò ní gbé mi lọ.
Open your mouth and pray together. This year. I decree, I decree, the storm of life will not sweep me away, will not sweep me away, will not sweep me away, in the name of Jesus. Yes, the storm of life will not sweep me away, will not sweep away our children, will not sweep away our family, will not sweep away our jobs, will not sweep us away, in the name of Jesus. By the decree of the Almighty God, it is established. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
By fire. By thunder. My unstoppable miracles. My unstoppable breakthroughs. My unimaginable testimony. By fire. By thunder. My unstoppable testimony. My unimaginable breakthroughs. Arise! Show up by fire! Jesus, open your mouth and pray! By fire! By thunder! My unstoppable miracles! My unimaginable testimony! My unstoppable breakthroughs! Arise!
Arise!
Show up by fire! In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh yes, let them show up.
You won't follow.
Let them show up.
You won't follow.
This year. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Very soon you shall be congratulated. Very soon your story shall change. And you shall begin to make news. People will stop and wonder.
Hallelujah.
A miracle of come and see. The testimony of come and see. The breakthroughs of come and see. The story of come and see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Shout this out loud. Every financial grave.
Gbogbo ọ̀fin ètò ìṣúná.
Dog for me this year.
You won't pay for me, not do you?
I want us to shout that again.
Every
financial grave. Dog for me this year. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Scatter! Oh yes! Thank you, Jesus. Oh yes! Your financial grace. My life is not your passion. My family is not your passion. Scatter! Oh yes! Thank you, Jesus. Yes! Ha! By the power of the Holy Ghost, let us scatter. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Every cloud of evil. We need to attack this prayer very well. Because the hand of the Almighty God is around right now. And we begin to scatter the clouds. Because your rain of come and see will begin to drop now. Oh yes, the hand of God is here. And will attend to whoever will make the loudest cry here. Every cloud of evil. Begin to do that which only you can do.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm away. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's be quiet now. We have asked for heavens to attend to us. The clouds are in trouble now. The hand of the Almighty God is dealing with them now. Arm of God, arise. Begin to do that which only you can do.
Oh yes.
Every cloud of trouble, every cloud of tears and sorrow, every cloud of wasted years, every cloud of non-achievement, every cloud of shame and disgrace, every cloud of endless weeping, hopelessness, every cloud of death, every cloud of sickness. This is the time. Thank you, Father. Begin to clear them away. Begin to clear them away. Scatter them. Blow them away. Oh yes, for our rain of come and see to start to drop. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh yes.
Ben.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
The clouds are moving away now. The clouds are disappearing. The clouds are clearing off. Oh yes.
Ben.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah, thank you, Father.
Eshion, Baba.
We seal this with the blood of Jesus.
Jesus.
We seal this with the seal of heaven. Oh yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We take this prayer point. Let the angels of God be stationed as the gatekeepers of my habitation. He says in his word, no evil shall befall us, and no plague shall come near our dwelling. Since he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, he shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash after them. Those who are not under this protection will have the other side of the story. But when the angels of God begin
to keep watch over your gates. When you have them as your security men, keep watch day and night, then no evil shall befall you. I want us to pray this prayer as someone who understands it, as someone who is expectant, as someone who wants the mighty touch of God, not on your life alone, but on the whole of your family. Let the angels of God be stationed as the gatekeepers of my habitation. Open your mouth and pray. Angels of the Almighty God, be stationed. Be stationed. All around my life, all around my habitation. Yes, be stationed as the gatekeepers of my life, of my habitation. In the name of Jesus. Yes, let the angels of the Almighty God be stationed all around your house, all around your life, all around your affairs. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Baba.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Baba.
In Jesus' name we pray.
La badura.
Visitors of darkness are in trouble.
They
are chained and bound and disgraced.
What you
want, as the fire of God is coming down. As the fire of God is coming down and making a hedge of fire all around your house. Thank you, Father. Gates of darkness are being dismantled. Presence of darkness being cleared away. Thank you, Father. Whether the enemy likes it or not, your children shall be for signs and wonders. They become unpalatable for the enemies. They become unedible for them to eat. I hide them under the shadows of the wings of the Almighty God.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. This year, satanic dreams and nightmares will not have me. Listen to this. Many people went through that last year. They went through that. They were brought down, brought low. And the enemies had their way in their life. That shall not be our portion. This very, very year. This year, satanic dreams and nightmares will not have me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. This year, satanic dreams and nightmares will not have me. They will not have me. They will not have me. In the name of Jesus, they will not have me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. This year, every enemy of my life, I want you to say that again. This year, every enemy of my life will stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. After this, our 10 prayers that we have just ended, we are going to have a rounding of prayers also. Please ensure that you don't leave this place without participating in that prayer. As our God who doeth wonders has started with us in a big way this year. Thank you, Father. Very quickly, let us bring out our tithes and offerings as we place them before the Lord.
Baba.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of
Jesus.
We thank you because you always answer our prayer.
Adupe nitori pe e ma nda won adura wa.
What a wonderful God you are.
Olorun iyanu ni yin.
Lord, we come before you this day.
Oluwa to yin wa loni.
I will pray, Father.
Asi gbadura baba.
Just as we have done that which you have commanded us to do. Gathered in your name.
Akorajopo
sing unto you.
Akorin si
call unto you.
Akepe yin.
Look up to you.
Anwoju yin.
We have done all this.
Ati se gbogbo ile wonyi.
Let your mighty outstretched arms.
Eje ki apa yin nina jade ni.
Stretch over your people right now in the name of
Jesus.
Let your hand of anger arise and tear open every stubborn cloud and cause your rain of blessing to come now in the name of
Jesus.
Let every financial problem, every physical and spiritual problem, hear the word of the Lord. Bow in the name of Jesus. By the Spirit of the Almighty God, I address every situation here. That whether the enemy likes it or not, as we move into this week, it shall be well with us in the name of Jesus. I speak to every witchcraft valley. Every blessing you held down last year, give them up now. Give them up now. Give them up now. Give them up now. Release them. Release them. Release them. Release them. Release them now. In the name of Jesus. Thou glory and the lifter up of our heads. Thou God of remembrance. Thou God of covenant. You are the wiper of tears. Every eye that cried last year. Every heart that got broken last year. By the Spirit of the Almighty God. By the power of the Almighty God. Receive your testimony now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. I speak to every somersaulting testimonies. This year, I decree that you will be established, that you will stand firm. In the name of Jesus. What we are saying is this.
Ounti an so ni wipe.
It is the time for the children of God to start to enjoy the milk and honey of the land.
Akoko ti to pa omo Olorun lati ma je igbadun wara ati oyin ile yi.
Every testimony that starts with January, there is some assault, ends and come up, and you wake up and again down. No. Your time is up. What we are opening the door for now is a testimony that will give back to testimony. Therefore, let your life receive that unstoppable testimony in the name of Jesus. That God of remembrance. Begin to open your book of remembrance. For upliftment. For increase. For elevation. For divine laughter. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Your covenant with death will break now. In the name of Jesus. For you shall not die but live to declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. As we move into this week, I cover everyone here with the blood of Jesus. No evil shall befall you. No plague shall come near you. The Spirit of the Almighty God shall rest and abide with you. In the name of Jesus. This week, you shall receive divine visitation. This week, you shall receive news of great joy. In the name of Jesus. All closed doors of blessings, we command them to open and to bless us in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let it be that this week will bring out honey out of the rock for your people in the name of Jesus. And oil out of the flint stone in the name of Jesus. We shall go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from blessings to blessings, from increase to abundance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You weak, I speak unto you that you shall favor God's people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let your eyes that does not slumber, your eyes that will not sleep, keep watch over us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, O God. Thank you, King of Kings. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Seven glorious hallelujah.